You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, tune in to the Cleveland Browns preview show with host Ken Carmen and Gerard Sherry tomorrow at 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 850 and 92.3 The Fan. Mike Pettine said he is the quarterback of your Cleveland Browns, and he remains that way, not even a discussion about it after last week. And we will hear from him now. Josh McCown at the podium yesterday.
It's good. It's good.
It's swollen.
It's swollen. It'll be all right.
Did it happen on the last play, before the last play?
No, I'm not sure when it happened. Sometime during the game.
Did it affect your ability to throw that last play?
I don't think so. I don't think so because I've made throws up until that point, too. So I don't feel like it did.
So did you have anything re-examined today or not?
No, everything feels good.
Josh, did you need a couple of series or whatever to, you know, coming back from the concussion to get yourself kind of back in the groove? Is that kind of what happened on Sunday? You just needed a little time to get your bearings?
I don't know. I don't want to say that. I think just didn't get started fast, you know, and I felt like the week of work was good, the preparation was good, so. I don't feel like that was an issue. You know, you never know, but I don't feel that way.
Josh, were you up to miss any practice time?
No.
Were you able to step into that last throw?
No, I didn't, and it's part of it. So I wasn't able to wasn't quite able to finish the motion the way I want to. So I didn't get as much on the ball as I'd like.
Was that the case in the first down throw to Benjamin on the left sideline on that throw? From the end zone?
No. I was able to get into that one. I just didn't get it up early enough. A couple guys to his side, and it was just learning and growing with Travis and his speed and the coverage, the off coverage that they had, and there was safety helping on that side, and I really didn't think he'd get past those guys like that. But Travis so fast and he got on top of him. The ball got up late, though. That one was on me for sure.
On the last one, on a cover two, in hindsight, do you feel good about the decision to go outside?
Had I been able to throw the ball the way I want to throw it, I'm okay with it. Could we have checked it down and got some more yards that way and kept it going? Yes, absolutely. So, that's hindsight. You never want to turn the ball over. That's for sure.
After the game, you said that you felt good about how you looked at Charles. Is that just a case where sometimes you have to just tip your hat to your opponent for making an outstanding play?
Yeah, he made a good play. But again, like I said, the location of the throw was not where I wanted it. You know, it's not the type of throw that I wanted to make. So I felt like everything I did on the play, you know, with my intention was to hold him and do, you know, what we did was good. It was just getting enough on the ball. So that's the main thing. But that being said, he made an excellent play on the ball.
And to
catch it, get his feet in bounds, all that stuff was an excellent play.
So you were trying to get Travis past him, right?
Yeah.
Toward the goal line, up in that window?
Yeah. That was my thought process.
And, we talked about rustiness and all that. That was the first extended play you've had in 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we were talking about that, you know, since really, you know, had the 19 plays against the Jets. And then, but since the third quarter of Tampa, it was, you know, so it is. But like I said, it came out, we had a good week of work last week. Finally kind of later, you know, a little too late in that game. Got a little groove going and started moving the ball around. So that's the one thing, you know, offensively we got to build on. We got to pick up where we left off in that sense of just how well we were moving the ball and keep that going.
There was so much talk about the team having to run the ball to be successful. Was yesterday kind of just a function of the score?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, their front did a good job. They're really good job on the edges, you know, with Mac and Alden Smith, and they're big guys inside. And so, So, you know, that's something that we said here from the beginning is that we're going to be able to run the ball. And so, you know, we got to do a better job of getting that going. But some of it's a function of just, you know, how the game went. And all of a sudden you're down a couple scores. And so the, you know, throwing, you know, the throw count gets up. But it's certainly something, obviously, we want to focus on and get done because that's what we said. It's how this team's built. And it's what we want to be able to do for sure.
Brian Hartline made a comment after the game about needing to attack more earlier. Do you feel that same way? And yeah, I don't know if it was a play calling thing or more of an energy thing, but trying to get over that slow start yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think that we weren't attacking. I think we just have to execute better earlier, you know. And you know, we just got through watching the tape and felt like everybody kind of took a turn early. You know, took their turn, and in offensive football, when all 11 guys aren't firing, it'll stifle you quick, and it'll slow things down, and so I think that's what contributed to it more than anything, because I felt like, you know, obviously we were attacking later in the game as far as throwing the ball, we were throwing it more, and so, but again, we've talked about, you know, establishing a run with the team and how our team's built, and so. That's something that, you know, we won't ever get away from. But I don't necessarily think we weren't attacking. It's just it's more of where we were execution wise than anything.
Did you say how and when did the hand, even though it's no big deal? When did that happen?
I don't know. I came to the sideline. It was bleeding, and they patched it up, and I was looking at pictures while they were doing it, and so, you know, so I don't. Wish I could tell you.
Yeah, but I mean, it was more
likely it hit a helmet or stepped on.
I think it was stepped on. So, but I don't know when. If I was guessing, seems like I remember it after a sack or something in the third quarter. But I don't know. So, I don't know. Have to look at it.
That was Browns quarterback Josh McCown yesterday. Talking about what happened in the game against the Raiders, his hand injury, which seems to be a non-factor. But, Matt, let's go ahead and let's get into this. Let's hand out our grades on the offensive side of the football. Quarterback Josh McCown, 28 of 49 on the day, 341 yards passing, two touchdowns, and one interception. Quarterback rating of 83.8.
I'm going to go D+.
D+.
Yeah, D+. And the reason why it's too little too late. And I just thought, you know, everyone's talking about the rust and coming out rusty. You've got to be – in this league, you've got to come out ready to play. And you can't talk about coulda, woulda, shoulda. And I think Josh does a great job of owning some of his mistakes. Missing this throw, overthrowing Barnage in the end zone. Some of those throws could have turned into points or kept a drive alive long enough to at least get three, which would have kept – us creeping closer to a Raiders team that we couldn't stop.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a C. I think it was what I thought with Josh McCown. There was some good, there was some bad, some woefully inaccurate passes. He was 30th out of 32 quarterbacks in accuracy percentage last week. He got into a very good groove in the second half for a while and was throwing the ball nicely. The interception at the end wasn't good. He also was under a lot of duress. He got sacked 5 times on the day by the Raiders defense. He was hit another 7. That's not okay. That just is not okay.
No.
For me, and that we'll get to that grade of that offensive line in a second. Let's go to the running backs. Crow, 10 carries, 36 yards. Nice 17-yard run, almost a touchdown. Missed a cut near the goal line. Duke Johnson, 4 carries, 3 yards, 6 catches, 32 yards.
Not good enough out of this group, and I think a lot of it has to do with the offensive line. But if you really dig in as a football fan and watch the tape or watch the film, you know, which you can, and I've done via NFL Game Pass, there was a walk-in touchdown available on the goal line before the penalty. And for this group, I'm going to give them a D+ as well. Not good enough, but not enough opportunities because the game was out of hand.
I'm going to give it a C-. I thought not enough opportunities, but when they did get opportunities, nothing special other than the one run from Crow. So not good enough to me, below average there. We'll go to the wide receivers now. Travis Benjamin, 4 catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown. Hartline, 5 for 96. Gabriel, 3 for 28. Hawkins, 2 for 18. How about Marlon Moore coming in with a 15-yard catch on
that
final
drive?
It was awesome.
It really was. And I mean, it was crucial on that drive and led to a big first down. Our playmakers, I want to say, I'll give these guys a B. I really do. I thought they were open. They made catches. When available, there were yards after catch when available, broke some tackles, which we saw the Raiders doing to us, And anytime there was an incompletion, I think a lot of it has to do with the inaccuracy of the quarterback. So for that reason, I give them a B.
I'm going to give them a B+. I think this group continues to exceed expectations week in and week out. It's really been the only group on the team that has continued to do that. So I liked what I got out of my wide receivers. Tight ends, Gary Barnage, career high, 6 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown. No other tight end caught a pass. Rob Housler, completely a non-factor. And you look at Jim Dre, who was out there for 25 snaps, I thought had a rough day trying to block. So I almost want to separate it. I'm going to give Gary Barnage an A. He could have done a little bit better job blocking, but he shouldn't be asked to block Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
I'm going to give an A because of what he did. He was our number one weapon in the passing game.
Got it.
The rest of the tight ends, Jim Dre and Rob Housler, I'm going to give D minuses to. Housler doesn't even play.
But you gave the whole group a B+. So how does an A and a D- average a B+?
Because it was weighted more to the A. Barnage played 61 snaps, Dre played 25, and Housler played 8. So yeah, his A counts
makes
double.
Makes sense. Yeah, I got you. All right. Tight end group. I'll give them a B, and I thought you're right from a schematic standpoint that they shouldn't be asked to block guys like Alden Smith or Khalil Mack, especially at the point. You know, man to man, do your job. You shouldn't turn away from an opportunity or a challenge, but to have them be the point man when you're going to run to that side of the football doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's just a scheme. It seemed to me a scheme thing. They put themselves in some unfavorable situations a few times there. All right, let's go now to the offensive line. Matt, I'll start with you.
No, I'll start with you, actually.
You want to start with me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give them a D-. Again, just not good enough. The Raiders had given up over 100 yards rushing to every team's running backs that they'd faced in the first 2 weeks of the season. The Browns didn't even sniff that. As we said, Josh McCown, 5 sacks, 7 hits, under duress all day long. Not good enough. Not good enough from these guys. You got all the Pro Bowlers. You got everything there, all the investment. Not good enough from this offensive line. It's got to get better, and it's got to get better fast. This is a good matchup with San Diego. They have not been able to stop the run, so let's see if they can put that together this week. But not good enough, D-.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a D, and simply because at times – they were really, really bad, and I thought at times they were really, really good, and they were really, really good when we needed them to be good, meaning for us to have an opportunity to get back in the football game, Josh McCown needed time to throw the football, and that was – they were clear passing downs. They brought rushes a few times. You know, they played a lot of coverage, but when they had to block them up, they blocked them up so that we could make it a football game, and that relied on them to get the job done. But as you mentioned, our inability to run the football is a huge demotion for this group, and then to have Josh be knocked around and have, you know, his hand get injured on a play that he was essentially sacked or stepped on after he was sacked, it's not an ideal situation for any quarterback.
No, it certainly was not. All right, when we come back, we are going to get into the defensive grades. We'll take your phone calls as well. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.